California parents and kids are abandoning public schools with Governor Newsom's attack on parent choice. The current unenrollment trend is about to become a torrent. By Katie Grimes, October 4th, 2021. Only hours after California Governor Gavin Newsom's Friday announcement of a COVID-19 vaccination mandate for all school children of FDA approval age in California, homeschooling and tutoring inquiries shot up dramatically, with some homeschooling sites even going down to the sheer volume of users searching for help, the Globe reported. Social media was on fire over this mandate, and many education experts weighed in as well. By Monday, Governor Newsom published statements from education and public health leaders in California and throughout the country, patting the governor on the back, applauding his mandate announcement. California State Parent Teacher Association President Carol Green: California State PTA supports the use of vaccines to protect the health and safety of children and families across California. American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten at CFT Union: ready to work with Governor Newsom on COVID vaccines for children and staff, including the mandating of vaccines, with appropriate exemptions, the semester following full authorization. Good step by Gavin Newsom. California Teachers Association President E. Toby Boyd: teaching and learning are most effective in person, and the COVID-19 vaccine is a proven measure to prevent life-threatening illnesses. Keeping schools safe and open for an in-person instruction and will get us closer to being able to put this devastating pandemic behind us. While those unions and special interest groups now appear to prioritize adults over the students, education scholars and experts expressed far different views over Newsom's mandate announcement. It says a lot about who Gavin Newsom values most when you notice that his press release places the comments of the American Federation of Teachers, the California Teachers Association, the California Federation of Teachers, and the California School Employees Association above the comment of the California Medical Association, which is near the bottom, said Lance Azumi, senior director of the Center for Education at the Pacific Research Institute and the author of the upcoming PRI book, The Homeschool Boom: Pandemic, Policies, and Possibilities. The comments of Fauci and the CMA bookend the real power influencers for the Newsom administration: the teachers and staff unions and the public education blob. But Newsom and the public education deep state are too clever by half, because their ham-fisted, top-down authoritarianism will push legions of parents and their children into abandoning the public school system for homeschooling. The current unenrollment trend is about to become a torrent. Azumi says the COVID-19 pandemic may have been the crack in the dam that allowed parents building frustration with the regular public schools to burst forth, Azumi explains. Across California, state figures show that K-12 enrollment fell by 160,000 students, which was a 3% dip and the largest drop in enrollment in 20 years. In the Los Angeles Unified School District, enrollment dropped by 27,000 students, which was a nearly 6% fail. The Los Angeles Times noted that this percentage decline is three times what planners in the nation's second largest school district predicted. Even more ominous for the future of the regular public schools is the plunge in enrollment among the nation's youngest students. Specifically in California, Izumi said a report by the U.S. Department of Education's National Center for Education Statistics found charter schools saw enrollment increases for nearly every racial and ethnic subgroup, while district public schools saw enrollment decreases for nearly every racial and ethnic subgroup. Specifically, charter schools saw particularly large increases of Asian, Filipino, Hispanic, and multiracial students. District public schools saw a particularly large decrease in white and Black students. Janelle Smiley, president of California Parents for Public Virtual Education and mother of two online charter school graduates, said, "Largely because of the educational disruptions caused by the pandemic, many California parents saw firsthand the failings of the traditional classroom brought to their kitchen table. School closures and the subsequent classrooms. Zoom started out as a difficult inconvenience and quickly turned into a huge wake-up call." Smiley also cited the National Center for Education Statistics and reported California charter schools had 15,283 new children enroll in the 2020 to 2021 school year, a 2.3% increase from the previous year. By contrast, the state's public schools saw a decline of 175,761 students, a 3.2% drop. During the 2020 to 21 school year, the pandemic forced schools of all types to close their doors and switch to remote learning. Izumi says as public schools continue to fail with controversial reopening policies, unpopular woke curriculum, and unresponsive top-down one-size-fits-all edicts, parents, and as the Census Bureau observes, are increasingly open to options beyond the neighborhood school. That is why homeschooling, especially, will be the education wave of the future. Governor Newsom and the teachers' unions continue to push parents right into the arms of charter schools and into homeschooling options with decisions like the vaccine mandate for school children. With so many students locked into failing California public schools already, school choice may very well be the civil rights crusade of our time. Narrated by Courtney Werner for Audio Hopper.
Audio Hopper.